Blackstone Audiobooks presents Must Love Dogs by Claire Cook. Chapter 1. I decided to listen to my family and get back out there. "There's life after divorce, Sarah," my father proclaimed, not that he'd ever been divorced. "The longer you wait, the harder it'll be," was my sister Carol's little gem, as if she had some way of knowing whether or not that was true. After months of ignoring them, responding to a personal ad in the newspaper seemed the most detached way to give in. I wouldn't have to sit in a restaurant with a friend of one of my brothers, probably Michael's, but maybe Johnny's or Billy Jr.'s, pretending to enjoy a meal I was too nervous to taste. I needn't endure even a phone conversation with someone my sister Christine had talked into calling me. My prospect and I would quietly connect on paper, or we wouldn't. "Honest, hopelessly romantic, old-fashioned gentleman. Seeks lady friend who enjoys elegant dining, dancing, and the slow bloom of affection. WM/S. Young 50s, widower, loves dogs, children, and long meandering bicycle rides." The ad jumped out at me the first time I looked. There wasn't much competition. Rather than risk a geographic jump to one of the Boston newspapers, I'd decided it was safer and less of an effort to confine my search to the single page of classifieds in the local weekly.